Hello. Whoops. I was too far away. Hello. Hi. Hello. And welcome to Apparitions and Alibis. I am your host, AJ Stallman. When I was younger, there was a movie that I really enjoyed. A couple, actually. Remember the movie The Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan, you know, before she went like off the rails or whatever? I destroyed the VHS. Watching it over and over. And yes, VHS. Probably considered old now. Are DVDs considered old? Not like Blu-ray, just like DVDs. Now that we stream everything. I can't focus on that. I'll have a crisis. Anyways, another movie I seem to enjoy was very magical. There were a variety of characters and colors. There were so many things happening in a dream type world, witches, small people, talking lions, and horses that change color. Yes, what a magical world it was. Of course, I'm talking about The Wizard of Oz. And today, we will talk about some crazy things that happened on set. So I have my coffee. I have my dogs. Let's get started. So, the Wicked Witch of the West. You know, her little gremlins, her posse of flying flea bags. Obviously, I have some feelings about them. Well, as a young AJ, sweet and innocent, I was terrified of the flying monkeys. Why I wasn't scared of the green lady who was the root of the problem, I will never know. However, just because the character is evil in the movie does not mean that the actress deserved to be caught on fire. Yes, Margaret Hamilton. And flames. While filming the scene where the witch vanishes in a flash of smoke, the effects crew started the fire before she had enough time to safely exit the stage. The flames caught her hat and broom on fire, scalding her chin, her nose, her right cheek, the right side of her forehead. The eyelashes and eyebrow on her right side were just burned off. Her upper lip and eyelid were also really badly burned. And when she looked down, she even had skin burned off her hand. The copper makeup she wore caught fire from the broom. It took her 6 weeks to recover, but of course, 6 weeks later, the nerves in her hands were still exposed. So she wore a green glove instead of the normal, you know, copper green makeup. Shortly after returning to set, she was asked to film yet another fire scene. She refused to take part in the stunt, which is understandable based on what had already happened. And she's a single mom. She's not trying to catch on fire and her baby be alone. Like, come on. But her double went ahead and did the scene and immediately caught fire. Flames bursting from the broom again. The double was named Betty Danko, and she ended up spending 11 days in the hospital and stated that she felt as though her scalp was coming off. Ew. Betty was paid a whopping $35 for her day's work.
Wow.
Next. The magic of snow. That scene was always very beautiful. The crisp white flakes slowly falling onto Dorothy as she napped among the brightly colorful poppy flowers. But to get that beautiful shot, they used a not so beautiful method. Before the ease of computer generated effects, other methods had to be used to get the look that they were trying to achieve. So, no fancy electronics. How do you get snow? Aha! I know. Asbestos. But it wasn't just this movie that used the fun material of sickness. In the 1930s, the substance was used a lot in holiday decor. So you might want to check some of Grandma's antique Christmas decorations. Fun stuff. Now, the Tin Man and his sick lungs. Buddy Ebsen, who played the Tin Man, woke up one night during the rehearsal period screaming about unbearable cramping in his hands and his legs and just feeling like he was unable to breathe. His wife quickly called the ambulance and he was rushed to the hospital. It turns out the makeup he wore as the Tin Man was pure aluminum, and he was breathing that into his lungs. He remained in an oxygen tent for 2 weeks to heal his lungs. Rather than feeling poorly for their actor, the studio was pissed. I don't know why my dogs are barking. So the studio's mad, and they just tell him to get back to work. When the studio was told that Ebsen could not immediately return due to his blue skin, the studio simply replaced him with another actor named Jack Haley. Though the makeup was changed, Haley did get an eye infection. There were some other makeup mishaps as well. Ray Bolger, who played the Scarecrow, removed the rubber prosthetics mask from his face the last day of filming to find he had burlap scars around his mouth and chin. Although he was relieved to be free of the mask, which was said to be thick and not porous at all, he had scars and they stayed on his face for like 1.5 to 2 years. And with that mask, he was unable to sweat or breathe through his skin, and he stated it felt like he was suffocating. And Margaret Hamilton, the Wicked Witch of the West, had another issue on set beside getting burned. Her makeup had sunk into her skin after filming. It would be months before her skin would be normal again. And to top it off, the actors who played Scarecrow, Lion, and Tin Man were unable to eat lunch inside of the studio cafeteria because, quote, the sight of them eating with their makeup was deemed disgusting. The poor cowardly Lion actor lived on milkshakes and soup. Well, until filming started to take years, and then he was like, guys, I'm putting my foot down. No more soup, no more milkshakes. They're out of flavors. Y'all are just going to have to touch up my makeup after lunch. And good for him. Let a lion eat, you know? Now, continuing on the Cowardly Lion. The Cowardly Lion was a lion. Well, duh, AJ, of course, the Cowardly Lion is a lion. It's in the frickin' name now. Just because I am a natural blonde does not mean I am blind. What I'm telling you is that the costume of the Cowardly Lion was actually made out of lion. These are before synthetic furs, and the only option was making the costume of actual lions. Actor Bert Lahr, who was the Cowardly Lion, wore only one costume through the film because of how difficult it would be to replicate the identical colorations and patterns. The costume was so heavy, though. It was being worn under Technicolor lights, which are just horribly hot. These lights are so hot that the actors with less thick costumes were known to have fainted and needing to be carried off the stage. Bert put a lot of sweat in that costume. He actually soaked it to the point that the outfit would have to be put into an industrial drying bin each night just to dry it completely. Even though it probably did not smell the best. In 2014, the Cowardly Lion costume sold at auction for $3 million. Gross, but if anyone wants to buy a sweaty t-shirt from me for $100, you know, like hit a girl up. But back to the Wizard of Oz. Did you know that during the scene that Dorothy, played by Judy Garland, slaps the lion, she like giggled in between the takes? She was a young and silly girl, so of course acting like you're slapping a lion is, you know, like entertaining. However, the director, Victor Fleming, got angry with her and took Judy aside. Now, instead of being a grown adult talking to like a 16-year-old girl being like, yo, I really need to get you, like, get your stuff together. We've done this take like 3,000 times and I'm trying to go home to my baby mama and eat some rice pudding. He slapped her across the face and then told her to go in there and work. Well, probably not the best idea, especially for today's standards. The next time they attempted the scene, there wasn't any giggling. According to Sid Luft, who was married to Judy Garland for a number of years, the Munchkin actors in the movie made Judy's young life a living hell. He was quoted in his memoir, Judy and I, My Life with Judy Garland. They would make Judy's life miserable on set by putting their hands under her dress. Now, the Munchkins in The Wizard of Oz, the actors who played the Munchkins, they were like 40 years old and older. This was a 16-year-old girl. Dare I say little girl. I think of 16 and I'm like, you have a baby. But putting their hands up her dress. That's awful. Let's talk about something happy. The song Over the Rainbow, which personally makes me cry, because I have very fond, loving memories of my dad singing it or whistling it in my childhood home whenever he would walk into the kitchen. The doorway to the kitchen was an arch, like a rainbow, so it made sense. I love you, Daddy. But the song almost didn't make it into the movie. The producers thought it was too low and slow for young kids. Plus, the studio head thought it was depressing. Ultimately, they left it in when one producer and one assistant producer threatened to quit if the song was cut. Go them. Now, the rumor most people have probably thought of by now. Munchkin suicide. The answer is no. A Munchkin did not commit suicide on the set. The scene in question when Dorothy and Scarecrow attempt to pick an apple and find the Tin Man. The group heads down the yellow brick road, and a shadow in the distance is said to resemble a person hanging. It is not, for it is but a bird. To make the movie set appear more real, the studio thought it'd be cool to bring in live birds to just wander and poop all over the set. My favorite fact, though, is how they got a horse of a different color to, well, change colors. It was Jell-O, my friends. Jell-O! It was Jell-O! So multiple Emerald City horses were stuck with Jell-O crystals to achieve their rainbow hues. The scenes, of course, had to be shot super quick before the horses nom-nom and licked all the Jell-O off. But isn't that cool? Like, freaking Jell-O? That's how you did magic, my friends. Magic. And last but not least, if anyone has read the book, you know that it is slightly different from the movie. And when I say different, what I mean is violent. For example, in the book, there's an area with a tiger-bear hybrid, multiple of them, being killed. Oh, and the Tin Man used his axe to behead a wildcat and 40 wolves. 40. And a scarecrow dies due to a bumblebee swarm. Yeah. Just hit you right in the childhood, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. All that is some crazy stuff. And the fact that Judy barely got paid more than Toto, the dog, like what? And the dog actually made more money than the people playing the Munchkins. So that's cool. Oh, how times have changed, and mostly for the better. I mean, copper makeup? Really? And asbestos? Asbestos? No! Asbestos. It's just insane to me, guys. Insane. I As always, thank you so much for listening. Remember to rate and review wherever you listen. If you want to donate to the podcast, we do have a Patreon. You can find us on patreon.com/apparitionsandalibis. On Patreon, there are a number of tiers that you can sign up for that are monthly donations to help the podcast run smooth. Feel free to follow us on Instagram and Facebook. And I love you all, and I hope you're having a great morning, night, afternoon, wherever you may be. And I will talk at you later.